Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Sometimes scholars have great difficulty in deciding exactly how a Greek word should be translated. One such word is epieikes. The word is used only five times in the Greek New Testament and is translated as follows in the King James Version: moderation, Philippians 4:5; patient, 1 Timothy 3:3; gentle, Titus 3:2; James 3:17; and 1 Peter 2:18. Other words used by other versions are forbearance, considerate, forbearing spirit, fair. Matthew Arnold, the English poet and scholar, translated the Greek sweet reasonableness. Frankly, I have no special insight into the meaning of the word, but I prefer the word gentleness in most of the verses where it is used. In the following verse, the Greek is translated moderation. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4:5. Our English word moderation does not fit well with the text. In this case, I prefer the word gentleness, as do most of the modern versions. The same word is used of elders of the church. In 1 Timothy 3:3, the word is rendered patient, and in Titus 3:2, it is rendered gentle. James says concerning the wisdom which comes down from above, it is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3:17. Most of us probably think of our mothers as being gentle. They graciously cared for us from our birth until we left for college or for our profession. I can never forget the sight of my mother standing on the front porch of our little country home, weeping as her fourth child left for college. She just had 11 more. Why would she cry over the departure of one of her 12 children? I never wonder anymore. I understand the gentleness of a mother and her deep concern for her children. But are men supposed to be gentle? Is that not a sign of weakness? Paul used a slightly different word when he wrote of Jesus. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. 2 Corinthians 10:1. The Revised Standard Version uses the word gentle in the Lord's invitation to all who labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said, and learn of me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:28-29. Jesus was unquestionably gentle. But was he weak? My friends, he was the gentlest man who ever lived. But he was also the strongest, the most courageous. Yet Charles Wesley could write about our Lord: gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity. Suffer me to come to thee. Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher, who had such a great influence on Adolf Hitler, thought of gentleness, meekness, and humility as being signs of weakness. He seemed to have respect only for power. Nietzsche did not openly criticize Jesus as he did Paul, but he did not accept Jesus as the Savior of the world. Everything Nietzsche did was in direct opposition to what our Lord had taught and how he lived. Our Lord was meek and gentle, but he had the greatest strength of anyone who ever lived. Who besides our Lord could have endured the cruelties of the cross and then had the strength to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. And, dear friends, gentleness does not exclude a severe condemnation of sin, regardless of who the sinner is. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.